This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. This entire show sponsored by Fordham Resources. You know I'm the capitalist evangelist. I love all American stories. Fordham Resources, publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham's led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15 cent a share stock to $200 per share. Can you imagine 15 cents to $200 per share? Do you understand the significance? He created $15 billion in shareholder profits, one of the greatest stories in the history of Wall Street. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. 180 square miles is the size about nine times bigger than the city of Manhattan, New York. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR. And you can find out more about them at FordhamResources.com. Head to their website, FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com. Ticker symbol FTMR. Go check them out. So I think the big news of the day is that President Trump backs off his threat to shut down the southern border, gives Mexico a one-year warning to stop the flow of drugs and migrants. I'm sure the Mexicans think they won. I'm sure big government thinks they won. I'm sure big corporations think they won. It's Trump against the world, you know? I'm not making excuses. It's just impossible to pull this stuff off when you're all by yourself. It's the president against everyone. And nobody wanted him to cut off the border except me and all of you. Nobody in Washington wanted it. Nobody in government wanted it. Nobody in big corporations wanted it. Trump said the only thing, frankly, better but less dramatic than closing the border is to tariff the cars coming in. We're going to give them a one-year warning. If the drugs don't stop or largely stop, we'll put tariffs on Mexico and products, in particular cars. He called it an incentive for Mexico to address drug trafficking and migration. If that doesn't stop the drugs, we close the border. Trump warned Mexico, if they don't immediately stop all the immigration coming to the U.S., he'll be closing the southern border, and then he backed off. We can't wait another year. It's not a good idea. This crisis at the border is incredible. All these people coming in are going to be Democrat voters, and they're all going to bankrupt the system and overwhelm the system. They have overwhelmed the system, as in the immigration system, but I mean the entire economy of the United States of America, the entire entitlement system of the United States of America. Because Border Patrol agents are forced to release illegal aliens into communities. There's no bed space to hold them, and they have to take them. And we're going to add another 1.5 million illegal aliens, all Democratic voters, to the American population by the end of this year. It's a big mistake, but it's him against the world. There's nobody on his side. And meanwhile, angry Pelosi slurs and slams her fist on a podium. Show us the Mueller report. Show us the tax returns. These people are crazy. House Speaker Pelosi pounded her. She never says, show me the border. She never says, look what the middle class, what's happening to the middle class, that border. She doesn't mention this article that's a leading story right now on the internet. Illegal immigrant arrested, accused of more than 100 child sex crimes. Miguel Martinez, 44. Arrest on 100 counts of possession of pornography involving juveniles under the age of 13, one count of production under the age of 13, one count of sexual battery of a juvenile under the age of 13. An undocumented immigrant accused of more than 100 child-related sex offenses have been arrested, according to Louisiana officials. He was deported once before in 2005. Of course, same old story. And he's a registered sex offender in California. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry tweeted about the case, illegal immigration has real-life consequences, countless numbers of needless crime victims, including too many Louisiana families and children. It's time to join the President of the United States in demanding action on our southern border. Of course. I mean, it's just absolutely insane. Insane. And then GOP senators have alerted Attorney General Barr to allegations that the Mueller team misrepresented emails. What a surprise. Shortly before Special Counsel Robert Mueller filed his report on the Russian investigation last month, Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa and Lindsey Graham of South Carolina alerted Attorney General Barr to what they described as the selective use of emails in the Mueller court filings, as well as potential improper political influence, misconduct, and mismanagement in the FBI's original Russia probe. Grassley and Graham referred Barr to a letter sent to Mueller in late 2017 that alleged his investigators had cherry-picked details from emails to include in court documents, urging him to review the materials. They also notified him they had asked DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz a year earlier to review the original FBI probe. Wow. Fox News has told lawmakers wanted Barr to have this material before he reviewed the Mueller report, out of concern some emails were selectively quoted to give a nefarious impression. I mean, this is what I've always said, okay? And I mean always said. That the media is smart. They tend to not just make up a story and lie. What they do is they focus on the negative and leave out the positive about Republicans and focus on the positive and leave out the negative about Democrats. That's misleading. That's conflicts of interest. That's fraud. That's misrepresentation. But it's not like they just make something up. Some of them do, by the way. But for the most part, they don't want to get caught. It's not a crime in their minds to selectively pick certain headlines and certain stories and make them the news of the day. And that's what they do. Well, that's what Mueller did. So, you know, Wayne Root jaywalked and spit on the sidewalk and drove 66 in a 65. Wayne Root gave $100 million to charity. Which one did they put in the headline? I jaywalked and I spit on the sidewalk. No mention that I gave $100 million to charity and I'm a good person. On the other hand, there's a liberal out there who gave zero to charity and stole $1 million, but somewhere along the way he did something good and they only report the good thing he did. And they don't mention all the horrible things. That's what's going on in the media today in the United States of America. Pelosi slams fist on a podium. Show us the tax returns. I'll tell you what I told Kevin Wall earlier today here on 790 AM on KBET. I was a guest on Kevin's show. And I said, you have a right to ask for someone's tax returns, but you don't have a right to demand it, and you can't force them to hand them over. There is no law in the United States of America that to run for president, you have to show your tax returns, or you broke the law and you go to jail. There's no such thing. There is no such law. It's always been tradition that if you ran for president, you showed your tax returns, but it is not the law, I repeat. And therefore, nobody could force Donald Trump, President Trump, to hand over his tax returns. That's number one. Number two, if anyone in the IRS leaks them, they should go to jail for 20 years. And that's the thing. Let's stop threatening and actually do it. Put someone in jail for 20 years for leaking. And then the leaking will stop. It's the only way to get it to stop. All right, let's segue to Joe Biden. Donald Trump even shared a meme mocking creepy Joe Biden's behavior. After the former vice president tried to explain his habit of grabbing and touching people inappropriately, Biden published a video on Twitter on Wednesday indicating he had received the message from several different women accusing him of making them uncomfortable. Biden's series video was edited by meme master Carpe Dunctum to include images of the former vice president in the background sailing into the room and reaching up to grab him by the shoulders. "Welcome back, Joe," Trump wrote on Twitter, sharing a copy of the popular meme. So even Trump is making fun of the old Biden putting his creepy hands on the new Biden and massaging his shoulder inappropriately. And here's a flashback. Biden likes to swim naked, which female Secret Service agents found offensive. I think male Secret Service agents should find it offensive. Remember when he was vice president under Barack Obama? There was a report a few years back that Joe Biden loved to swim in the nude, but female Secret Service agents assigned to protect him didn't like that. Biden would skinny dip at the vice president's official residence at the Naval Observatory in Washington, D.C. Why couldn't he put a pair of swimsuits on? Why? And at his home in Wilmington, Delaware, according to a book by Ronald Kessler, The First Family Detail. The book reported U.S. News and World Report back in August of 2014 relies on named and unnamed sources to describe life guarding prominent politicians, including Biden, former President Reagan, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and President Barack Obama. Agents say that, whether at the vice president's residence or at his home in Delaware, Biden has a habit of swimming in his pool nude. Secret Service agents who are female find that offensive. Biden likes to be revered as everyday Joe, but the reality is no agents want to go into detail, one unnamed agent told Kessler, because Biden makes agents' lives so tough. Anyway, you get the idea. There's been other situations that make him appear creepy, and it's not all taken out of context. Now, Senator John Kennedy, Republican, Louisiana, said of Joe Biden today, if somebody tries to smell my hair, I'm not going to be a real happy guy about it. This is no country for creepy old men, he told CNN. Very funny. I think that's pretty funny. No country for dirty old men. Team Trump blasts crooked Joe Biden after the Schweitzer corruption report. So prominent Republicans, a member of President Trump's presidential campaign, ridiculed former Vice President Joe Biden's crooked behavior on Thursday. Looks like Joe Biden will spend a ton of time apologizing for being creepy, weirdly cloying, and downright crooked. Pascal linked a Breitbart News report from Peter Schweitzer about Biden steering $1.8 billion in aid funding to Ukraine, while his son Hunter received millions from the Ukrainian energy company for serving on the board. The bottom line is Joe Biden was the Obama administration's point person on policy towards Ukraine. He steered a $1.8 billion in aid to that government while he was working. And while he was doing so, his son got a sweetheart deal with this energy company. We've been able to trace over a 14-month period, paid $3.1 million into an account where Hunter Biden was getting paid. Wow. That's pretty amazing. He's not just creepy Joe, he's crooked Joe, wrote Andy Sarabian, former White House official. Good friend of mine, Andy. Got to get him on the show to talk about that. And the Russians gave $35 million to a company with John Podesta on board. It never ends. Talk about conflicts of interest and crimes. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare.
because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, my voice problems are a thing of the past. My voice easily used to get hoarse. But that's a big problem when you're a talk show host, but it's a big problem that's no more. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. My throat is now a workhorse. I don't have to worry about it anymore because of my doctor suggests all-natural colloidal silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long, although I didn't do it today because my voice is great today. Sometimes it feels kind of weak, and I pop them, and it lasts the whole 3 hours, and everything's great. Today I didn't need to pop one because my voice feels great. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package. Get 20% off because War sent you. My Doctor Suggests is the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9800. 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root. USA Radio is the promo code to save 20% off or call 866-660-9868. My Doctor Suggests, thank you for sponsoring this show. So some other things in the news we haven't gotten to yet. I told you about the GOP senators who were alerting Barr, Attorney General Barr, to allegations that the Mueller team misrepresented emails and cherry-picked emails, no surprise. Donald Trump is still planning to nominate Herman Cain to the Fed. I didn't even know that till today. Cain's been under consideration for the position for several months. Trump administration officials began shepherding him through the process and clearing the way with Republican senators in January, according to someone familiar with the matter. Since Bloomberg first reported the Kane news in January, White House officials have also said Trump will nominate Stephen Moore to the Federal Reserve Board's other open seat. I mean, this is wonderful news. Trump's ready to name Kane, but is waiting for the vetting process to be completed. Kane, 73, served as director on the board of the Kansas City Fed from 92 to 96. He eventually rose to become chairman of the board. He had been a board member of the Omaha branch of the Kansas City Fed since 1969. Kane campaigned for the Republican presidential nomination. He was best known for his 999 tax plan, which would replace the current tax system with a flat 9% personal tax, 9% corporate income tax, 9% sales tax. I love it. Kane is best known as the chief executive of the Omaha-based Godfather's Pizza chain, tapped to run that country in 86 after a successful career as an executive at Burger King. And in 1990, he helped lead a leveraged buyout of the chain, which he led until 1996. So Herman Kane and Stephen Moore on the Fed would be a breath of fresh air. A breath of fresh air. I'd love it. I'd love it. Representative Matt Gaetz, who's another one of the congressmen I think is fantastic, one of the best in the U.S. House, is considering a run for Senate in Alabama against Democrat Doug Jones. Staunch Trump supporter Matt Gaetz, Republican of Florida, has told GOP colleagues he's considering moving across the state line to Alabama to run for the Senate in 2020. Gaetz is a grassroots favorite, supported Senator Rick Scott and Governor Ron DeSantis when Democrat Brenda Snipes was trying to steal the election in November after the votes were counted. Gaetz would be a fantastic conservative senator from the great state of Alabama. It's a rumor. I hope it's true. Sources close to Gaetz, 36 years old, young guy, said that people in Trump's orbit are personally encouraging the congressman to run for the Senate seat now held by freshman Democrat Doug Jones. Remember, he's the one who beat Judge Roy Moore, and there was all kinds of crooked corruption and voter fraud in that race. Those Trump allies are pointing to Alabama's liberal requirement that people can run for the Senate so long as they're 30 years old and have been a resident for a minimum of one day. All right, so that's good news as well. Very good news. Ocasio-Cortez claims the United States cages children and injects them with drugs. She says in a new video, crazy woman, that U.S. border agents are, and by the way, that's not a sexist term, because I would call him a crazy man. If it was Obama, if it was Bill Clinton, if it was, John Kerry, I don't care who it was, I'd say crazy man. Here's a crazy woman. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says in a new video, U.S. border agents are putting children in cages and injecting them with drugs. The really weird short video shows New York Democrat socialist crouching down in a hallway, holding a pair of scissors as she does a live stream on Instagram. At least I'm not trying to cage children at the border and inject them with drugs, she says, angrily. That's not a mistake. This is a deliberate policy to attack people based on their national origin. This is not a mistake. It's just hatred. It's just cruelty. That's just wrong. A longer video shows AOC saying, I'm in this to do the most good each day. That's what I do here. So that's what I will do. She stands up and walks away from the camera and then comes back and says, and guess what? I'm 29. I have plenty of time to learn. I'm not afraid to make mistakes. She's crazy. I wonder if she's doing drugs herself.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fraternal Order of Police in Chicago is giving Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox a vote of no confidence amid the Jussie Smollett controversy.
We're very grateful for the top police officials who are here with one united voice to demand the resignation of Cook County State's Attorney Kimberly Fox.
Chicago Fraternal Order of Police President Kevin Graham saying his request comes after numerous times felony charges have been dropped, and the last straw was that the charges against Empire actor Jussie Smollett were dropped as well. Uganda police are still searching for an American tourist and her local driver who were kidnapped by gunmen. The assailants used one of the victim's cell phones to call authorities and demand a $500,000 ransom. The pair was ambushed while on a safari in the Queen Elizabeth National Park this week. And President Trump is set to head to the U.S.-Mexico border on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Why do they pay you the big? Way
wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. We have Megan Barth on the line. We'll get to her in just a second. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's Liberty HealthShare. You know that I had kidney stone surgery now going, it was about February 20th. So we're talking about February 20th to March 20th. So it's like 6 weeks ago or so. And they took all the stress off my mind because they approved. First, they approved the surgery at that hospital. And then they negotiated the deal and they negotiated the price way down. And I didn't owe a penny above the deductible. That's a miracle. That's more than I ever could ask of a health insurance company, let alone of a Christian health sharing organization. And it wasn't just me. You can't say, oh, it's Wayne Root. They did it just for Wayne Root. Not true. First of all, most of what they did, I never called my rank. I never said a word to anybody about who I was or you should take special care of me. That's number one. And number two, I got an email from Josh Manning of WesternJournal.com. I mentioned this on the show yesterday, and Josh Manning said because of being on my show and hearing the ads for Liberty HealthShare, he joined them. And his wife just had a $12,000 surgery approved in a two-minute phone call a couple of days ago. And he's going to sing their praises when he comes on as my guest. I think it's either tomorrow or early next week. So everybody is starting to understand the wonderfulness of Liberty HealthShare. So thank you, Liberty HealthShare. And by the way, separate from what they did for me at the surgery or Josh Manning in the surgery, I saved $18,000 in premiums year one, $18,000 year two, $18,000 year three. It's my third year. I've saved $54,000 in 3 years, separate from, you know, them pulling the stress off of me and taking care of the surgery. How do you get a better endorsement than this, testimonial list? You don't. Give them a call. Find out what they can do for you. Tell them you want the Wayne Root treatment. 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. 855-585-4237 or lightyourliberty.com, lightyourliberty.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, Liberty HealthShare. Okay, so we've got Megan Barth on the line. Her website is ReaganBabe.com. She guest hosts for me the first hour on Tuesdays. We may actually start to do that on Thursdays, too. We shall see. It's a breath of fresh air to hear how good you did, Megan, and for me to get an extra hour in the gym. I love it. I love it.
Well, I love doing it, and I took a listen to it, and I had to give myself a little high five. I thought it was a great show all the way through, and we'll be looking forward to every Tuesday, and if we want to throw in a Thursday, I'd be happy to do it.
All right, good, good. See, that's my example of wanting to be successful. That's like my book, The Power of Relentless. Megan listened to her 1 hour and critiqued herself. I think that's great. That's refreshing. That's good stuff. All right, let's talk.
You're not taught to be a talker, right? Especially on radio. You have breaks and timing and stuff like that, but it comes pretty naturally to me, so I appreciate the platform.
All right, so I see the list of things here we wanted to discuss. Let me get to one I've already discussed on the show, and then the other two I didn't discuss. They're brand new material. One of them, okay, I discussed was this Palo Alto, California woman at Starbucks losing her job after confronting the Jewish MAGA hat wearer who is Jewish, wearing a MAGA hat, and she called him a Nazi. Isn't that lovely?
Right, and this is just MAGA phobia, as we're watching Trump derangement syndrome spread across this country like a malignancy. You have innocent people, unlike Justice Smollett, who aren't faking these hate crimes. Why is it when a liberal doxes a conservative or attacks a conservative wearing a MAGA hat that that's not treated as a hate crime by the left? It's simply ignored, especially by the mainstream media. You know, we watched the rise in violence during the Trump campaign. We saw President Trump specifically in San Jose at his rally have to from the maddening crowd. Basically, at a jump, if you recall, some sort of barrier along with his campaign staff. But we also saw all of his supporters going to this rally, being accosted by Californians that were waving Mexican flags. They pushed the woman up against the glass doors. They threw eggs at her. You had one guy that was bloodied on the side of the head by an Antifa thug that bashed him up against the head with rocks. You know, all of these elements of violence are predictable as well as obvious in the left, but they're just routinely ignored. But then you have a hate hoaxer like Justice Smollett, who said he was attacked by two MAGA hat-wearing white guys, which was a fabricated lie. And so we see this violence and yet this hypocrisy time and time again.
By the way, I'm laughing because I see an old name in the news that I hadn't seen in years. I don't even know if you remember him. We're talking to Megan Barth. I don't know if you remember him, Megan, but Mike Gravel, former United States Senator from Alaska, ran for the Libertarian presidential nomination against me. And I beat him and ended his career. He walked up to me, put his hand out and said, congratulations, a sports Vegas gambler just ended my entire lifelong political career. And he walked away with a crappy look on his face. And he announces a 2020 run for president, although he says he has no intention of winning. That's interesting, because no one had any intention of electing him. So, of course, no intention of winning. He was in the 2008 Democratic primaries against Hillary and had like 1% support, so he dropped out and claimed to become a libertarian and joined our race and ran against me and Bob Barr, and Bob Barr round up the presidential candidate of the Libertarians, and Wayne Root round up the VP on the presidential ticket, and Mike Gravel said my career is over. Well, now he's 88 years old and he's starting to campaign for president later on this month. Another extreme liberal. Extreme. The whole Democratic Party is nothing but extreme wacko liberals. Wow.
Well, I don't know if you caught on One American News Network, but Eric Swalwell is thinking about throwing his hat into the 2020 campaign. His primary platform will be gun control, otherwise known as gun seizure.
Yeah, he'll go real far. By the way, he's the guy whose claim to fame is he says Trump is a Russian agent.
Right. And Tucker Carlson and basically every Trump supporter were somehow agents of Russia.
Well, that's Solinsky. Look in the mirror. Whatever you see, blame the other guy. And so the minute I saw that, I tweeted out, it's obvious to me Eric Stalwell is a Russian agent. That's the reason he's blaming it on Trump. He looked in the mirror. He saw himself as a Russian agent. He absolutely is a communist Russian agent. Everything about him is the Soviet Union. So I think they've got people planted all over this country. And the ones who are calling us Russian agents, well, we're the most patriotic Americans in the world, are absolutely the Russian agents. So Stalwell's a Russian agent. Now he's running for president. Isn't that perfect? So back to the MAGA hat for a minute. I mentioned at the start of the show, Megan, that I think it's imperative that all 63 million of us who voted for Trump start wearing MAGA hats and walking into shopping centers and department stores and boutiques and restaurants and watching them all lose their minds and videotape all of it and get them all fired and then sue the stores for having employees that abuse their customers. I think this would be the most perfect training lesson. What did Obama call it? A teaching moment? The most perfect teaching moment in the history of America. Let's go get all the liberals fired.
Well, the reaction tells you everything, doesn't it? And it's great if we can get those reactions on tape. You know, we're all citizen journalists. We all pretty much have smartphones. We can all tape our surroundings, video, and record our surroundings. And oftentimes, as an activist, and I've been one for 10 years, I often do things in order to get a reaction. That will tell you everything. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. And we do have to catch these people on tape abusing, verbally abusing, physically abusing us, verbally assaulting us, because again, no one's going to protect ourselves. No one is going to speak the truth, especially in the mainstream media. So anyway, we can capture it and use their tactics they use against us. We need to use their tactics against them.
All right, and, you know, look, I'm the biggest Trump backer in the world. You know that, Megan. And yet, I criticize him when he needs to be criticized. And I said today, I want to hear what you think, but I said today that it's a terrible backward step for Trump to say 2 days ago, we're going to close the southern border, and then announce today, we'll close it in a year. I'm going to wait a year and see if you choose to make things better. I think that was an embarrassing tail between his legs moment, and I think it's not Donald Trump's fault. I'm not mad at Trump. I think it was him against the world, as usual, and every single member of the Senate, and all their donors and all their multi-billion-dollar corporations that donate to the Republican Party, and all their lobbyists screamed at Trump and said, you can't do it. We'll lose billions of dollars. We don't care what Mexico loses. Our companies will lose billions. We're not going to let you do it. We won't support you for president in 20. And Trump backed down. It's not because Mexico suddenly decided to be nice to us and they're doing something. I don't believe that. That's a little fib to make it seem like this was not an embarrassing setback. But Trump couldn't do it because it's everybody against him, just like he promised days ago to undo Obamacare. And Mitch McConnell said, Mitch said, no way, not going to happen, no way. And so, unfortunately, he had to backtrack on that as well. It'll happen after the election. Oh, we'll do it after the election. I don't think any of this stuff is ever going to get done, to be honest with you. It's just too many people against us. That's the problem.
Well, great. So he's going to maybe close it in a year or not close it in a year, no matter if any action or inaction is going to result in 3 more million illegal aliens living
yep.
amongst us in the shadows. So
yep.
how much money do the Democrats want us to spend on people who have no legal right to be here, criminals who have broken our laws? They aren't going to fix it. We've been waiting since 1986 for a wall to be built. Ronald Reagan was promised a wall, and yet we still have the same politicians that were around and serving during the time of Reagan refusing to do their job. I agree with you. I don't think he should have backed off. I think he should have closed the border. And let's see if it's going to be an economic catastrophe like Mitch McConnell again took to the dais and said, well, closing the border will be an economic catastrophe. I'm willing to pay 35% more in avocados. I'm willing to test
for a couple
waters.
Weeks. That's
couple
the
weeks.
Joke, Megan.
For a couple weeks.
For a few days.
Who cares? But, you know,
just once, I want to see nothing they ever predict ever comes true when the hysterical
right.
liberals and rhinos and big government people make projections. They're always wrong. So who's to say it would have cost us billions of dollars? Maybe it would cost us, you know, $5 billion, and over the next year we'd save $6 trillion because there's no more Mexicans and Central Americans storming over the border, all demanding welfare, food stamps, 8 kids free in school, everybody gets free, everything. Maybe without that, we'd save trillions of dollars. So a few billion in losses would be no big deal. Stay with us, Megan. Lots more to talk about with Megan Barth, our website, ReaganBabe.com and MediaEqualizer.com. I'm Wayne Allen Root, RootForAmerica.com on the Wayne Allen Root Show. We'll be right back. Newsmax TV coming up in 14 minutes. The countdown begins to Newsmax TV. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on 2 global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy 3 or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
I'm Wayne Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
If you do-it-yourselfers are looking for the right tool for the job, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale. You'll find a wide selection of Power Torque Tools on sale now and guaranteed for life. Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale going on now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
War now.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Synergenics, the sponsor of this last segment of hour number two. Hour number three is coming up, but of course we'll be on Newsmax TV nationwide. Synergenics, founded in 1997, and a clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging. I call it anti-aging, they call it defying aging, healthy aging. But either way, it's a proven scientific approach, custom-tailored to each and every individual, and it sure worked with me. I am a living example. They made Wayne Root great again. Trump's making the country great again. They're making Americans great again, one American at a time. Doesn't matter if you're liberal or conservative or white or black or green or man or woman. It doesn't matter what you are. They will make you feel the best you have in years and look the best you have in years, and they will take years off the clock on your face, which is all that matters on national TV. Let me tell you, they have saved my TV career. So thank you, Synergenics. They can do the same for you. They did for me. Call them and tell them you want to be great again as well, just like Wayne Root. Call 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER. Toll-free call and a free no-obligation consultation, 888-YOUNGER, toll-free anywhere in the good old U.S. of A. All right, and the website, by the way, Synergenics.com. All right, so we've got Megan Barth still here. Hey, Megan, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
ReaganBabe.com. Here's a topic I did not cover on my show. A second pedophile discovered at the Houston Drag Queen Story Hour program is a registered sex offender. It's not bad enough that they openly have drag queens telling stories to little children in the library, but this is the second one that is a registered sex offender pedophile. Tell us the story, Megan Barth.
Yeah, why are we not checking the background of people that are around our children, specifically people that are misidentifying themselves or are transgender or are drag queens? And yet another drag queen story hour participant is discovered to have been charged with child sex crimes and is a registered sex offender. This comes out of Houston. What we've been seeing is the sexualization of very young children, even through our publicly financed libraries. They cannot obviously do appropriate background checks. They refused or did not do any background checks. And so all of these children were potential victims of a registered sex offender. And this really is a much larger story, because when you look at how our children are being sexualized at such a young age, whether it is through these types of, you know, social justice initiatives, learning initiatives, whereby they have to be exposed to drag queens and then talk about sexuality, and then they have to be exposed to 68 different genders, and if they misgender somebody, that could result in a suspension. And it's just really gotten out of control. But this is the left.
So what do you do about it? I mean, what, I don't understand. Who brings their children to a drag queen hour in the first place?
Right. But a liberal. A liberal. That's who. I wouldn't be bringing, if I had kids, I wouldn't be bringing them to the drag queen show if they were 6 years old. You know, if they want to go to a drag queen show, they can do so when they can make their own decisions and when they're an adult.
All right, last topic of the day is good news. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis had the right to suspend Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel and replace him. A judge ruled today. Tell us about the story.
Yeah, of course. So Broward Circuit Judge David Hames did not indicate whether or not he agreed with the governor, but he affirmed that DeSantis was legally justified when he replaced Israel with acting Sheriff Gregory Tony in January. And Ron DeSantis acknowledged he is pleased that the court recognizes his authority as governor to suspend a public official for reasons of neglect of duty and incompetence. Now I will ask the Senate to move forward with the process of the formal removal of Scott Israel. Scott Israel is your typical bureaucrat who was acting as sheriff, who was very well tied to the Democrat Party, who politicized the Parkland shooting. He did not accept any responsibility for his deputies or his police department, ignoring over 68 different complaints filed by this kid's mother as well as this kid's family members. The kid, the shooter at Parkland, would have never gotten a gun if he were handled appropriately through the Department of Family Services, the FBI, or the police. And so what I believe this will start is an uncovery of the deep-rooted corruption specifically in Broward County.
Right. So, I mean, it's good news. At least we win a couple here or there. But let me tell you something. It's few and far between, Megan Barth. Few and far between. Did you hear that Beto O'Rourke and his wife, Amy O'Rourke, paid $110,000 in campaign funds to a company either he or his wife owned? Democrats committing corruption.
Oh, more campaign finance laws. Yes, I'm still waiting to see what happens with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her abuse of campaign finances, as well as Ilhan Omar, the jihadi princess out of Minnesota, who used campaign finance dollars to divorce her brother.
Right.
So we'll see. You know, if we are a nation of laws, which in the last couple of years we have watched the deterioration of said laws, we will see if we can find any prosecutor to bring charges against them. Because, you know, if any one of those were a Republican, they would be facing jail time. Look at what happened to Dinesh D'Souza.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Megan Barth, thanks for coming on. Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
We're coming up with Newsmax TV, although we've got some mechanical problems on the Newsmax end, so they may be replaying my show from yesterday. We've got some problems. I'm not sure whether that'll be solved in time for the show to start in the next minute or two, but we'll stay on it and let you know, or we may come on in the middle of segment two. We shall see. Wayne Allyn Root, either way, we'll be back right here on USA Radio in just a second. War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, Relentless Warrior, Conservative Warrior, Middle Class Warrior, Always Trump Warrior, RootForAmerica.com. See you in a sec.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.